I'm Andrew Michael. Here's what happened today in country music history for October 4th. Today in 1925, 6:50 a.m. WSM signs on the air in Nashville. Considered the first country radio station, WSM's live broadcasts of the Grand Ole Opry Radio Show helps develop the country music industry in Nashville. Today in 1970, Decca Records releases Loretta Lynn's Coal Miner's Daughter. Today in 1978, Nashville news media reports that Tammy Wynette was abducted by a masked man at a Nashville shopping center. No suspects were ever found, and Tammy Wynette's daughter claims the kidnapping was fabricated. Today in 1993, Johnny Cash appears on The Late Show with David Letterman as the show's first country musical guest. Johnny sings "Don't Take Your Guns to Town" in his appearance. Today in 1994, Merle Haggard gets inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame during the CMA Award Show at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry House. Today in 1999, citing irreconcilable differences, Trisha Yearwood files for divorce from Mavericks bass player Robert Reynolds. Today in 2001, Reba McEntire's WB sitcom Reba finally debuts on television. The premiere was delayed twice in the aftermath of the September 11th terror attacks. Today in 2004, Loretta Lynn sues to regain ownership of more than 100 songs from the Surefire Music Publishing Company, including Coal Miner's Daughter and You Ain't Woman Enough. And we're remembering the birthday of singer Leroy Van Dyke, born today in 1929 in Mora, Missouri. He recorded more than 500 songs in his career, including the top 10 hit The Auctioneer in 1956 and Walk On By, which spent 19 weeks on top of the Billboard Country Singles chart in 1961. We're also remembering the birthday of singer-songwriter Johnny Duncan, born today in 1938 in Dublin, Texas. In his career, Johnny Duncan released 14 studio albums, which produced 30 charting singles and 3 number one hits. And happy 48th birthday to Heidi Newfield, lead singer, harmonica player, and guitar player for the group Trick Pony. That's what happened today in country music history for October 4th. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google. And follow us on social media at TICMH Podcast.